Hello, welcome to the IDEAS podcast. Inclusive, digital, educational, anti-discriminatory alternatives. You're listening to Module 6, Climate Change, Environment and Gender. Episode 2, Homeward Bound, the Role of Women, Science and Leadership in the Quest for Saving the Earth.
It was early morning when Hafdis walked up onto the deck. The salty waves gently rocked the boat as her breath made little clouds of steam with each untroubled breath. She looked around and made eye contact with each of them, one by one. Here they were, more than 80 women, on a boat in the middle of the Antarctic. Hafdis Hanna Eyjestadottir is a true leader in environment and climate change issues. A biologist by training, she wrote her master's and PhD dissertation on Arctic and alpine plant ecology, spending a good amount of time during her studies in the beautiful and tranquil surroundings of the Swiss Alps. When she returned to Iceland in 2008, she became the director of the government-funded land restoration program that educates people from developing countries in land restoration. And for 12 years, she was able to combine her academic curiosity and her passion for the environment with her love for people and seeing the world. Today, she's the director of the Center for Sustainability Studies at the University of Iceland. We met with Hafdis Hanna to talk about the importance and need for women's leadership in environmental matters. And now for the million-dollar question that I think everyone are really curious about. How did you suddenly find yourself on a boat in the middle of the Antarctic with 80 other women? What is this?
Exactly. Good question. Yeah, that was, I think it was in 2018 or 19 that I was just like on Facebook, like one of those days with just, and I saw a colleague of mine, she's from the UK and she's a professor at the University of Leeds, or at that time at least, she was there. And I saw that she was going to Antarctica on a training program, leadership training program for women. And I was just, what is this? I was so curious. And so I learned about the program there. So it is, I then applied for this program.
And what is this program?
Exactly. So it's called Homeward Bound.
Okay.
It's originally an Australian program, but it is an international program, but it was founded in Australia. And it is a global leadership initiative, which has the aim of heightening the influence and impact of women.
Okay.
Especially women in STEM, in science, technology,
engineering and mathematics.
In those fields really heightening the influence and impact of women in STEM in making decisions that shape our planet. We have this huge crisis, biodiversity, the climate crisis, the lack of trust, mm-hmm. and all of that, social issues. So, and this program, it really has three pillars or focal points.
Yeah.
It's about like, I'm willing and able to lead. We are stronger together. And we are taking actions for impact, or actions with impact. So, and they all often say that mother nature need their daughters. So that's mm-hmm. a kind of
awesome. Mother nature needs their
daughters.
Their daughters. Wow.
So that was they have like every year a new cohort of women who have some kind of background in STEM, in this science and technology, etc. And it is a year long program.
Okay.
Mostly online, but then it. The highlight is this 1 month or 3 to 4 weeks in Antarctica on a mm-hmm. ship.
Okay.
So, I remember so vividly, like I think it was back in 2018 when I got the yes, that I was
right.
in, and it was on my birthday, the 20th of October. So
wow.
It was a great birthday present that I got accepted to be mm-hmm. a part of this program. And there you meet like women from all over the world. Some, I think the youngest was maybe like 23, but the oldest one's about maybe 65 or 70.
Wow.
So it was it was both like young professional women starting their career, middle, like in the middle of their career. And then some of them are like professors or really, like at the end of their career. So what was a broad spectrum of women from all over the world with a, you know, some working in academia, in governments and NGOs, you know, in all kinds of fields. And it was just amazing. And especially, you know, this Antarctica trip, like we flew to Buenos Aires and then down to Ushuaia, which is in the southern part of Argentina.
Okay.
And there we started with a 2 to 3 day like a workshop. And then we got on the ship on the last day of the year, the 31st of December. Mm-hmm. So it was, and then it took 2 days to sail to Antarctica, to the Antarctic Peninsula, 80 women. And it was amazing. I've never, you know, had so many laughs in my life, but also so many cries. You know, it was such a wow. Huge, you know, all the feelings were kind of, you know, so, you know, there were so many feelings for everybody. And it was so, but it was also so good. It was all kind of, all because you were experiencing so much. And
yeah.
So both on the ship, like learning about leadership, you know, what it takes to, you know, change this world, about climate change, about like environmental issues, but also about, you know, strategic planning and, you know, different things. Mm-hmm. And then we had these sessions. So it was like you never knew if it was a Sunday or a Thursday or a, you know, like every day was kind of working day. So we woke up early in the morning and with the captain, you know, telling us to like, now it's time to get up. And then we had like some workshops or et cetera. And then we went on a Zodiac and we had a landing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the islands around the Antarctic Peninsula or on the mainland itself, you know, seeing, you know, suddenly you're like, where am I? Just like penguins, right. You know, these loud noises and, you know, smell of the penguin colonies or, you know, other birds or, you know, whales. Maybe we were having a lecture inside of the ship because we are, of course, living, 24/7
yeah.
on the ship. And then just whale. And then we all got on
everyone the running outside yeah. looking at whale.
So it was just amazing. So it really, you know, it changed my life.
Of course. And I would like to ask you also, you know, this Homeward Bound initiative or the program focusing on getting women within the STEM fields, science, technology, and engineering and mathematics to sort of like take on and engage in leadership roles. Why do they do this? Why is this so important in terms of the environment and climate change?
I think it is so important because we cannot do this alone. You know, there's no one person who can solve the all this, you know, wicked problems that we see in the world now, like mm-hmm. with climate change and biodiversity loss. And all research shows that it's much better to have diversity of people taking decisions.
Right.
And up to now, it has been mostly a man who has been, maybe a white man who has been taking decisions or making the decisions. But we need people from all over the world and we need much more women mm-hmm. on the, you know, making decisions and being in the lead role because, and we need this kind of a, you know, this, you know, because women and, you know, and men, you know, people of all genders have different experiences mm-hmm. of life and also people who, you know, not only people from the Western countries or mm-hmm. from Europe or the US, but from yeah. all over the world. So, and also because this program is focusing on this science, technology, mathematics,
right.
et cetera. And globally, women are really unrepresented in leadership positions.
Right.
And it happens very slowly. So
yeah.
this is also, so it's not only about climate change and the environment, but just in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, this program is really
right.
you know, focusing on the sustainable development goals. But it is so important that we make the right decision and we more women.
Because exactly.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, some people would say that in the recent political history of trying to mitigate the global climate crisis, a lot of people mm-hmm. would say that like its leadership that again and again and again have like failed
mm-hmm.
to engage a lot of these issues. And some people would ask, well, what does like, you know, adding women to this and stir, mm-hmm. you know, what mm-hmm. difference is that going to make? What do women have like some kind of essence that make them better at making decisions about the environment? Like why the focus on women and leadership?
I think like, you know, this feminine leadership style, if it can be, you know, women or also right. some men, you know, that maybe more collaborative and, you know, empathetic, you know, like trying to, you know, like listen to everybody. So that is at least my personal when I look at a leader, I'm not seeing this authentic, you know, like one or not authentic, one this one big, you know, figure that, you know, rules and tells everybody what to do. I think I
like
see
a masculinized,
more,
yeah, masculine, kind yeah, of like yeah. leadership.
I see more like a person who is an active mm-hmm. listener, who collaborates with others, who sees the views of others. So that kind of collaborative leadership style. I think that is what is needing, was what we need today. Because we are seeing in, you know, so many countries the how leadership has failed. And mm-hmm. I think that those are not true leaders. They are something else, you know, like, but we need something different. And that's right. Why I think that this kind of program is important.
Exactly. Are there, like, can you give me an example, an example for the listeners about, and take your time, you know, because mm-hmm. we can edit this yeah. any way we want. But like, can you give maybe the listeners of an example of like a climate change issue that has been changed or could be changed by women specifically taking a leadership role, just to sort of practicalize it in people's minds, what it means?
Something that... And this is something that, you know, in my former job at the Land Restoration Training Program, just like working with the land, mm-hmm. for example, in many countries of the world, for example, like in many African countries, women work with the land, you know, mm-hmm. like this. And I think that I can see that in ecosystem restoration, when we are restoring and protecting land and ecosystems, women can play and should play a huge role, because many women have and are very connected to the land and to growing food and etc. Mm-hmm. And we see like there is a direct link to restoring and protecting land, a healthy land, sequester carbons from the atmosphere. So it's a mitigation against climate change. So while land that is degraded is emitting carbon, you know, into the atmosphere, so it's causing more climate change.
Right.
And also, so I think a women can, because I just have seen that in my travels around the world, you know, how women can really make a difference in this field. For mm-hmm. just as one example, I mean, I think there right. are many examples, but where we are then both mitigating mitigating and adapting to climate change by restoring ecosystems, but then also working on so many other sustainable development goals, for example, to you know, with food security and minimizing poverty and you know, gender equality mm-hmm. and all of that. So I think, and I really like to think of you know, outside the box. It's not like
exactly.
often we think of, you know, climate change in one box and biodiversity in one box and trust in one box, but we really have to think of this all together, because mm-hmm. It is, I think it can be harmful for the nature and for ourselves if we are too, like, in too many boxes, because we can do something that will be good for the climate, but not good for biodiversity, for example. So that
can you explain to me, like, who knows very little about these things, like when you say climate versus biodiversity, what are the difference between those two?
Yeah, you know, with biodiversity is really the diversity of all life.
Right.
Just, you know, it's those are plants and all animals, microbes, and all the life on Earth, but not only the number of species, it's also the variation, the genetic variation within the species. So that is also important mm-hmm. because, like, if we have one field with many plants, but they're all the same, they're like clones of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, like, sometimes you have like these crops, and they're all the same, like just the same individual, just clones, and then that can be bad because. Let's say that there is a change in the climate.
Mm-hmm.
There is a drought. That's a flood or a drought, and this kind of clone is not adapting very well to that. So they all die out. Mm-hmm. While when we have diversity within the species, some of them die out, but some live right. actually. So that's the diversity is good. So it's both the number of species, you know the ecosystems, you know the forests and the wetlands and all of that. And then the diversity within the species. So that is right. biodiversity. And biodiversity is extremely important because all life on Earth and all the ecosystems, the forest, the wetlands, the grasslands, the, you know, the marine areas, they provide us so many services. It's called ecosystem services. So they provide us with the food that we eat. They clean the water, you know, also they clean the air. We get like material for building our houses. Mm-hmm. We get material for medicine, you know, all of that. So if we lose, and that is what we're seeing in the world, we are losing so much of our biodiversity. If we lose that, then we are, you know, we'll also lose those services,
right,
that we all depend on. And then climate change is just, you know, the you know, we are emitting all of these greenhouse gases, right, into the atmosphere, and that is changing the climate, mm-hmm, both, you know, warming, you know, the planet, but also causing these extreme events like, mm-hmm, extreme droughts or floods, or changing the, you know, like in some places in for example in sub-Saharan Africa where I've been, where you can see that the dry season is coming, you know, earlier or later, or, you know, it's all like mixing, mm-hmm, everything up. So that is the you know, climate change is more about the, you know, how it's changing the climate, and biodiversity is the life on Earth, but it's all connected, because if we have more biodiversity and healthier ecosystems, that is good for the climate.
Right.
And then, you know, so if you're losing our biodiversity, we are changing the land. Mm-hmm. That is bad for the climate, because then the land is losing its carbon into the atmosphere.
Exactly.
So it's all like,
it's all connected.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Now, climate change issues, you know, are both connect to, you know, the natural sciences and the social sciences and everything in between. You know, mm-hmm, it's a very many-sided issue. Why is it so important to engage women within science, technology, engineering, and mathematics specifically, like in the Homeward Bound program, you think?
It is. So it is because women are unrepresented in so many like committees, and in so,
yeah,
and in, just in science in general, for example, because this Homeward Bound program is focusing on, mm-hmm, the science technology fields, and we have seen that we have failed until now.
Mm-hmm.
We are, you know, we are failing. We are like we're not in the Holocene anymore. We are in the Anthropocene. We have, yeah, entered a new like geological phase or period, because we have altered the Earth so much, and we can see that if we need to change something, and until now women have not been so much on, you know, on the at the decision where the decisions are made. So we need to change that, because women have something different to put on the table with their, you know, with our experiences and knowledge. And I just think that in everything that we do, it's always better to have, you know, all genders at the table.
Of course.
And this diversity, it's so important. So because I think we can then have a more collaborative way of working forward. And we need this kind of new leadership where we all listen to each other and where trust is built, because I think this lack of trust is really what is destroying us now. I think.
Now, a lot of young women are going to be listening to this podcast now. If you could say something to young women right now who are maybe taking their first steps in a secondary or tertiary education, and who are picking, you know, a particular life path to go on, women that are maybe concerned about the environment, what would you say to them?
Oh, wow. I would say, there are a few things that I would say. Always choose a career that, you know, you are, you know, where your heart is. Yeah, where your heart is, and where you, you know, what makes you tick. But there are a few things. Always be true to your values. Find out what your values are, what is important to you, and be true to those values. Use your voice. You know, you have a strong voice, and use it. Don't be afraid of what other people think of you.
Mm-hmm.
And follow your dreams. Always follow it. So then you're good. that's my message.
Hafdizana, thank you so much for being on the Ideas podcast with me today.
Thank you for inviting me.